Keeping a safe distance from Gorath, the Golden Fox steered his brother round to the captain's cabin. Pouring out two beakers of seaweed grog, Vizca gave one to Codge, explaining his reasons for keeping Gorath alive.
Listen, I heard once about stripehounds like that one. Some calls them berserks, but old Winflynn said it was somewhat called the blood rat.
Codge held out his beaker for a refill.
You mean Winflynn Wildbrush, the great sea raider?
Vizca nodded.
Aye, that was him. Well, let me tell you, Winflynn was slayed by a stripehound what had the blood rat. It was at that place with a funny name, Summerstrong, I think. A big mountain castle, far down the southwest shores. They says the beast what killed Winflynn was an old stripehound called Dasheye, a real mad blood rat beast who couldn't be defeated.
Codge took a swallow of the foul-smelling grog.
Her must have been a champion fighter to slay the great Winflynn Wildbrush. But if blood rat beasts are so dangerous, why do you want to keep one alive? Best cure for any mad beast is to kill him, quick.
Vizca winked slyly at his younger brother.
Nah, you don't turn a beast like our Rockhead into fish bait. He's valuable. I got plans for him.
Codge was intrigued by his brother's words.
Plans?
Vizca expanded upon his scheme.
Aye, plans. If and I could break Rockhead and tame him, just imagine that. We'd have a one-beast army. We'd be the terror of the land and sea.
Codge was not wholly convinced.
Did you see the way Rockhead slayed poor Ballard? Oh, one smack of his paw was all it took. I never seen no beast with that sort of strength. So how are you going to tame the beast if you can't get near him?
Vizca shook his handsome golden head pityingly.
It's a good job I'm the brother with the brains. Ain't you heard that hunger and thirst are the best tamers of all? We just keep Rockhead chained to the mast and starve him into my way of thinking. Ha! He'll do like I says, or perish. How's that for a good idea, eh?
Codge was in awe of his older brother's wisdom.
No wonder you're captain of the Blood Gullus. Eh? And why are we sailing south?
Vizca commandeered the grog flask as Codge was about to pour himself more grog.
We're going south, cos that's me orders. Aye, and I ain't going down as far as that Summerstrong mountain. Let fools like Winflynn get themselves slayed by mad beasts. I tell you, there's lots of places where the living is soft. Good victuals, loot and plunder. That's what I'm after, Codge. And I don't want to fight for them either.
Codge stared ruefully into his empty beaker.
So how do you plan on doing all that?
The Golden Fox spread his paws disarmingly.
Rockhead can take care of all the fighting and killing for us once I got him trained proper.
All of this sounded quite good to Codge, but he still had unanswered questions.
But if we ain't sailing for the Stripehound Mountain, where else are you planning on going?
Vizca poured him more grog.
Don't bother your head over that, brother. I'll find some place. You go about your business and leave it to me. I'll look out for you, Codge.
But the stump-tailed fox was still not satisfied.
What'll this place be like?
Vizca pondered a moment before answering.
"'Twill be a place where I can rule just like a king.
Codge persisted.
Like a king, eh? And what about me?